Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 294. I shall not want. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Psalm 23:1. Just let that sit for a moment. Don't rush past it. Let the weight of it find you. This psalm does not open with a request. It does not begin with a list of needs, or a complaint, or a cry, though David knew all of those things better than most of us ever will. It begins with a declaration, a proclamation of identity. The Lord is my shepherd. Before naming what is lacking, it announces who provides, and that order changes everything. Think about what the word shepherd meant in that world. In Israel, shepherd was a royal title. It wasn't someone distant in a palace, issuing commands from above. It was someone who came down to the field, who knew every animal by name, who knew where the clean water ran, where the terrain turned dangerous, where the lost sheep had wandered off. And when that sheep got lost, and it always did, the shepherd was the one who went after it, lifted it onto his shoulders, and brought it home. That is the shepherd David knew. That is the shepherd Jesus declared himself to be, the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep. And notice what David says. He does not say, "The Lord is a shepherd." He says, "The Lord is my shepherd." That one word makes all the difference. Biblical faith is not following a doctrine in the dark. It is not respecting a tradition from a safe distance. It is a relationship, personal, intimate. You are not a number in this flock. You are known, called by name, tended to closely, and from that certainty comes the conclusion he draws. I shall not want. Hear it carefully. This is not a promise that life will be trouble-free. David knew suffering. He lived on the run, weeping, fighting. But he had learned something that anxiety can never teach, that with this shepherd, you will never go without what truly matters. Abandonment, that deep fear that quietly lives in so many of us, has no home where the good shepherd walks. A sheep does not plan its own route. It does not research the best pasture on a map. It trusts the shepherd and rests. And there is something profoundly freeing in that, when you genuinely recognize, not just in theory, but in your gut, in your chest, that the Lord is the one guiding you, anxiety begins to lose its grip. Your soul finds room, finds air, finds solid ground beneath your feet. So before you go any further today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the to-do list, do one thing. Say out loud, with your own name in it, "The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want." Don't whisper it. Say it like you mean it. Let your own voice hear what you are declaring. And then take a piece of paper or your phone and write down one worry, just one, that you are handing over to him today, not as an empty habit, as a real act of trust. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.